Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalom Rubin, and today we are studying chapter Nun Beis 52 in Sefer Tehillim. Perek Nun Beis is a maskil. The shorash of maskil is Sin Chaf Lamed, as in Seichel, and it was composed with Seichel, intellectual acuity, because it was a polemic against Doeg HaAdomi, an intellectual giant, the Abir Haroim, head of Sanhedrin, one who was Adomi. Ma'adim Pnei HaKol B'Halacha, so sharp in Halacha that he was capable of reddening with shame the face of any Halachic opponent, rendering them dome, silent. The subject under discussion in this capital is Lashon Hara, slanderous speech. Unfortunately, great and intelligent people are vulnerable to rationalizations and pseudo-sophisticated arguments and justifications to permit themselves to slander others. Doeg was a victim of his own blinding jealousy when he cunningly spoke Lashon Hara against David and against Achimelech. Let's return to the incident as it is reported in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. The Kohen, Achimelech, intuitively shuddered when he saw David approaching the city of Nov, alone, without an entourage, and unarmed. However, he accepted David's cover story. As David explained, he was on a secret mission. Hamelach tzivani davar, the king commanded me something. Vayomer elai ish al yida me'uma, let no man know of it. Achimelach then provides David with food and a weapon and inquires of the Urim Bitumim on his behalf. Now, embedded within this narrative is a pasuk that seems innocent enough, but yet is ominous. V'sham ish me'avdei Shaul b'yom hahu ne'etzar lefnei Hashem. And there was a man that day in Nov, one of the servants of Shaul, Ushmo Doeg HaAdomi, his name Doeg HaAdomi. Abir Haroim Asher L'Shaul, the head of Sanhedrin, chief of the Roim. And sure enough, Doeg uses the opportunity soon after to manipulate Shaul's paranoia by recounting what he had witnessed when he had been detained there at Nov, Ir HaKohanim. Kapitel Nun Beis tells us that it was composed Bevo Doeg HaAdomi Vayaged LeShaul. When Doeg came and spoke to Shaul, telling him that David had come to the house of Achimelech. Sounds innocent enough, except that the Medrash Shochar Tov tells us the background information here. We have a clue in the pasuk Vayaged. This term of Haggadah is harsh or critical language. And we now understand that Doeg volunteered his own gratuitous analysis. He suggested, seems like Achimelech is treating David like a king in your very lifetime, King Shaul. Achimelech inquired of the Urim Bitumim on David's behalf, and that's a privilege extended only to a king, an Av Beis Din, or one upon whom the entire nation depends. Immediately, Shaul's jealousy was incited. Pasuk Gimel tells us, Ma tishalel b'ra'a hagibar. O mighty warrior Doeg, how can you take pride? How can you praise yourself with evil? David scoffingly calls Doeg a gibar, a mighty one. We know that the true Gibar is one who is Kovesh Es Yitzro, who is able to conquer his Yetzer Hara. But what kind of a warrior are you when you push a person to his death who is already teetering at the edge of a cliff? Are you thereby a mighty warrior? Hashem himself said to Doeg, what will you do when you're sitting in Beis Medrash and you get to the parashios of Meratzchem, murderers, and Mesapri Lashon Hara, those who slander? The next part of the pasuk says, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, God's faithfulness never ceases. What is the connection between part A and part B of this pasuk? I would like to suggest an answer based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us that although Doeg's name here is spelled Dalet Vav Aleph Gimel Doeg, as in a warrior, it is spelled elsewhere with the letters Vav Yud Vai in it. The Gemara says, "V'tchila yashav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'do'eg shema yetzei zeh l'tarbut ra'a." At first, God sat and worried, kivyachol, about Doeg, worrying that he would go off the derech. La'achar sheyatza, when in fact he did go off the derech, amar vai, Hashem himself lamented, oy vei. So we see, chesed keil kol hayom, Hashem waits and hopes for sinners to do tshuva, and he is so grieved when they do not return. David further says, your tongue is like a sharpened razor. Certainly, those who speak Lashon Hara can do great damage, but there's another reason that Doeg's tongue was like a sharpened razor. He used it as a surgical instrument and surgically removed from the story anything that would exonerate Achimelech. In Pasuk Hey, David says, don't tell me you spoke the truth. Right? I only spoke the truth. No, you spoke Sheker. Because when you distort and you speak selectively, then you are treacherous. The opposite of Tzedek. After four psukim of David's accusations against Doeg, he goes on to name his punishment. Doeg would be uprooted from the Eretz HaChaim. And indeed, yes, Doeg was one of four Hedyotos who lost his chelek in Olam Haba, along with Bilam, Achitofel, and Gehazi. How did Doeg die? The Gemara tells us first he lost his Torah knowledge, then his neshama was incinerated, and finally his ashes were scattered in the shuls and the Batei Midrash. The end of this kapitel shows the contrast between Doeg and David. Although their names have the same gematria, they went in two opposite ways. David says, I am like a thriving olive tree, v'ani kezayis ra'anan b'veis Elokim. Unlike Doeg, who was uprooted, David remains evergreen and fully planted in God's home on earth. And therefore, he is guaranteed to be able to continue to anticipate Hashem's eternal chesed. Otcha la'olam, I will praise you forever, Hashem, ki asisa, for what you have done. Va'akaveh shimcha ki tov neged chasidecha. I declare that your name is good in the presence of your very faithful ones. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.